breaking news on WTOP.
Good morning, I'm Mike Moss.
And I'm Joan Jones.
We have a developing story that we are following for you this morning, a significant and serious one at that. There's been a shooting in Alexandria in the Delray neighborhood. This occurred at a softball practice where several members of Congress were on a field near the Delray neighborhood. Now, several people apparently have been struck, but it is not clear how many people have been injured.
Alabama Congressman Mo Brooks is tweeting this morning that dozens of shots had been fired in this case. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise of Louisiana reportedly has been injured in this shooting. Now, this happened as the Republican members of Congress were practicing on a field there.
We continue our breaking news coverage for you on WTOP this morning as we go live out to the Delray section of Alexandria. WTOP's Nick Iannelli is on the scene there. Nick, can you tell us what you have learned since your arrival?
Well, what we're seeing here is that the shooting actually happened in a field near the YMCA and near a dog park. And people who live over here where the media is gathered, they say they heard shots. There was a man who was tending to his lawn talking to reporters just a moment ago. He was saying, yes, I heard shots. It was almost like a fireworks or perhaps a transformer blowing. He described it as pop, 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 that kind of thing, very rapid fire.
Among the other congressman who was there this morning at the scene of the shooting, Arizona Senator Jeff Flake, he was at the baseball practice when the gunfire began, and he says it quickly became clear that House Majority Whip Steve Scalise had been shot.
Steve was laying out, he was playing second base, fielding balls at the time. Steve's okay, we believe, but Steve dragged himself about 15 yards off of the near second base onto the field, but was laying motionless out there. But I couldn't get to him until the shooting stopped.
And joining us now with the latest here is CBS News correspondent Steve Dorsey. Steve, we appreciate you checking in with us this morning. Tell us what you have learned about the shooting.
Yeah, well, I just spoke with Texas Congressman Joe Barton. He was leaving the softball field, apparently with his young 10-year-old son, who was also at the game. He managed to survive this attack, obviously. He tells me that four people were shot. Two of them were Capitol Police officers who, he says, saved the life of Steve Scalise, Congressman Steve Scalise. But this is an attack that happened in the middle of a very busy community, as you know.
I want to update you here, too, on the schools. All Alexandria City Public Schools are currently in lock-in mode. Now, a lock-in takes place if there's a threat that it's identified outside of the school. All the school doors are locked, but classes will continue as normal. No entry into or exit from the schools will be allowed.
Joining us now with more on Skype is our WTOP National Security Correspondent, J.J. Green. JJ, we understand that this incident in Delray, Alexandria this morning took place over several minutes and that there may have been 50 shots or more, according to some accounts, that were fired here. Some of the firing was also done by Capitol Police who were providing security. What more can you tell us?
Mike, it happened about 6:30 this morning as the GOP baseball team was practicing for a game that's coming up very soon at the Eugene Simpson Stadium Park. There were two Capitol Police at least on the scene because Congressman Steve Scalise from New Orleans area, as you mentioned, was injured. He is the majority whip and in the chain of succession for president if something happens. So he, by constitution or law, has two people, a contingent of protection with him. Other than that, there would have been no one else there at the time, most likely.
The White House releasing a statement from the president this morning says the vice president and I are aware of the shooting incident in Virginia and are monitoring developments closely. We're deeply saddened by the tragedy. Our thoughts and prayers are with the members of Congress, their staffs, Capitol Police, first responders, and all others affected.
Alexandria Police Chief Michael Brown speaking live this morning on the shooting that took place in the Delray area. This is a feed that is coming into us from CBS this morning. Mike, you want to tell us again what channel? Okay, so let's listen into Chief Davis.
Situations. We will try to keep you posted as we get more information. Right now, we're going to try and schedule a press conference probably about an hour and a half from now, and we'll give you an update. But right now, that's all we have. I will add one other thing. We know that five people were transported medically from the scene. We do not and will not give out their names or their locations at this point, or nor the condition of their injuries. So I'm not going to take any questions at this point, largely because you've got everything that I'm going to release at this juncture. What I will do now is I would like to ask Chief Vitorosa from the Capitol Police to come up and make a brief statement. Chief?
Threat to the public.
Good morning. I'm Matt Vitorosa, Chief of the United States Capitol Police.
Speak just a little louder, please.
This morning, we received a call via our communications of shots fired at this location. Officers who were on scene responded and engaged a suspect in gunfire. Very shortly thereafter, the Alexandria City Police and other units responded to assist. And at that point, we were able to calm the situation until victims were transported to the hospital. We're not going to get into any details in terms of the investigation. This is very early on. We will. I want to thank the Alexandria Police, the Sheriff's Office, and the Alexandria Fire Department for their rapid response.
Also, Texas Congressman Roger Williams is saying that a member of his congressional staff was also among those who were shot. That staffer's condition, however, is not known at the moment. Two Capitol Hill police officers who are being hailed as heroes here were also shot. Their conditions are also not known.
Joining us now is NBC's Tom Costello, who is on the scene as this investigation is unfolding this morning. The entire nation, as you can tell in social media, is looking at what has happened this morning with great sadness.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely right. And, of course, it comes amid this political climate that has been just so rancorous and so much animosity on both sides. And we have absolutely no idea what was a motivating factor here. But as you know, this town right now is deeply divided. Most of the fire and EMS personnel have now cleared the scene. But we have a very heavy police presence, not only, of course, Alexandria Police, but the Capitol Hill Police. Also, ATF is going to be involved in this investigation. Alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, and the FBI as well.
Police are going to provide a briefing on the situation. We'll be carrying it live shortly as soon as it begins.
In fact, the briefing's just getting underway in Alexandria. Let's go live to the scene now.
Thank you. We're here today to give you an update on the incident that occurred this morning.
Chief Michael
here in
Brown.
Alexandria. Let me repeat, if I can, some of the facts that we do know at this point. Before I start, though, I want to say that this incident is not an active incident. The city is safe. We have an active investigation going on for the incident that took place this morning, but I want to reassure the community here in Alexandria that this city is indeed safe. We will continue the work with the investigation as it moves forward. The facts as we have it this morning, again, at 0709, 9 minutes after 7 o'clock, we received a 911 call of an active shooter at Simpson Park here on Monroe in Alexandria. Our units responded and were on scene within 3 minutes. The officers received fire from a suspect, and they returned fire. And that in part of the investigation is ongoing as we speak.
I will take a couple questions in just a second, but I want to turn it over to the governor for a second for a couple comments.
Thank you. Well, first of all, thoughts and prayers, everybody affected by today's incident. I want to congratulate the effort of the state, local, and federal. We're all here together. Early this morning, state police and VDEM were activated. I want to thank everybody who's involved, but I specifically want to thank all the first responders. I have been told that members of the neighborhood and the community came out to be of assistance. This is truly an extraordinary effort. And I also want to compliment the U.S. Capitol Police for their quick action. And through their heroic efforts and others, they saved a lot of lives today. We do everything we can to keep our communities safe. And I once again want to thank all the law enforcement personnel and first responders who were involved today. Thank you.
This is Brendan Hazelton. Also on that Alexandria field, when shots rang out this morning, was Alabama Congressman Mo Brooks.
Well, I was on the third base side of home plate getting ready to have batting practice, and the first shots were pretty much past the third base dugout. Maybe 10 or 15 feet, hard to ascertain for sure. I'm looking at it from an angle. And I hear the big blam, and I thought it was a car backfiring at first until I see the rifle barrel and a white male taking careful aim at congressmen, staffers, whoever he could get a hold of.
On Twitter, Brooks says, praying for those injured at this morning's practice. I'm especially thankful to the U.S. Capitol Police who risked their lives to protect us. After the shooting today, schools in the area were locked down. And as we hear now from WTOP's Nick Iannelli, parents rush to get their kids to safety.
A harrowing morning for parents who were taking their children to school as this all unfolded.
I heard police, and then I heard more police and more police.
That mother rushed to her school and quickly shoved her two kids in the building.
Their school's on lockdown, so the teachers had the doors open, and we literally just kind of pushed them in the door.
Giving her some peace of mind.
I knew once I got them in school that they were safe there.
While chaos gripped her neighborhood.
It was scary. Very scary.
In Alexandria, Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
Now, we've just got into the newsroom confirmation of the identity of the suspected shooter, identified by police as James Hodgkinson, 66 years old. Police say he is from Belleville, Illinois, and owns a home inspection business there.
We are told, by the way, that Steve Scalise is now out of surgery at MedStar Washington Hospital Center, said to be in stable condition. George Washington University Hospital confirms it received two people from the Alexandria shooting, both said to be in critical condition. We'll continue to keep you updated and bring you developments as soon as we get them.
We know that police were not willing to confirm many details about the shooting this morning, but CBS News has learned that the weapon that was used in the shooting this morning in the Delray area of Alexandria was an M4 assault rifle. Witnesses have reported hearing dozens of shots fired, as many as 50. Some reports indicated up to 100 shots were fired.
This is Dave McConnell on Capitol Hill with a shock and amazement here. The House canceling debate and floor votes today. The Senate is in session. There is added security, more Capitol Police present, but all the offices are open and the Capitol tours continue. Ironically, the shooting occurred at a practice session for the congressional baseball game tomorrow night. That's an event, of course, covered here by WTOP each year. Republican Congressman Rodney Davis of Illinois was at the practice session. The game, he says, shows that Democrats and Republicans really do get along up here, but that the current climate gets in the way of all that.
It's the political hate and the rhetoric that we've seen that's ratcheted up that has got to stop. And that's the reason I'm here today talking to you. We've got to stop this rhetoric. We've got to stop the hate.
Congressman Davis speaking on MSNBC. House members are at a closed-door briefing now. We should have more to report later on once that's over. Bruce and Mark.
All right, Dave, thank you very much. We are told that President Trump will have some remarks to make from the White House on today's shooting. Coming up in about 5-6 minutes from now, we will be carrying the president's remarks live right here on WTOP and WTOP.com.
Live.
And here's President Trump.
This morning, a gunman opened fire on members of Congress and their staffs as they were practicing for tomorrow's annual charity baseball game. Authorities are continuing to investigate the crime, and the assailant has now died from his injuries. Many lives would have been lost if not for the heroic actions of the two Capitol Police officers who took down the gunman despite sustaining gunshot wounds during a very, very brutal assault. Melania and I are grateful for their heroism and praying for the swift recovery of all victims.
President Trump speaking at the White House about the shooting this morning in Alexandria, where members of Congress were having a practice for the congressional baseball game, and the president breaking the news that the shooter was killed this morning. The shooter identified as 66-year-old James Hodgkinson of Belleville, Illinois. He had apparently moved to Alexandria a couple of months ago, but he was killed.
WTOP's Nick Iannelli has more now from another member of Congress who was on the field when the shooting happened.
Arizona Senator Jeff Flake said all he could do was watch, horrified, as bullets whizzed by.
Steve dragged himself about 15 yards off of the near second base onto the field, but was laying motionless out there.
He says a congressional staffer was also shot in the leg. He limped to the dugout, and people there used a belt as a makeshift tourniquet.
Our coverage continues now on WTOP into the morning shooting in Alexandria. And within the last half hour, President Trump addressed the nation.
offering prayers and an announcement about the gunman in this morning's shooting.
And the assailant has now died from his injuries.
Joining us now with the latest, WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green. We are still waiting for official word, but we have confirmation from a number of news sources, including CBS News, that the gunman is 66-year-old James T. Hodgkinson. What more do we know about him?
Yeah, Mark, law enforcement sources told me a little earlier today that he is 66 years old from Belleville, Illinois. He owned a home inspection business, but his license expired in November of 2016 and was not renewed, according to state records. He did have police contact in St. Clair County, Illinois, was charged in April 2006 with battery and aiding damage to a motor vehicle, but those charges were later dismissed. Federal law enforcement sources tell me that he does not appear on their radar, did not appear to be on their radar, allegedly moved to Alexandria a couple of months ago. And Washington right now is rattled because of him. There's no doubt security profiles have changed in Washington. All of it won't be visible, but there have been some significant changes in security profiles in town because of this today.
But there's no longer an active threat, correct?
Not at that baseball stadium or park, but authorities believe this is a situation that, and these are what sources are telling me, they're concerned about the possibility of copycats.
Mm. Oh, boy. WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green. Thank you, J.J.
You're welcome.
The violence coming at a Republican practice session for tomorrow night's congressional baseball game. South Carolina Congressman Jeff Duncan believes he talked to the shooter before he opened fire.
I did have an interaction with someone in the parking lot who asked me if the team practicing was a Democrat or a Republican team. I told him they were Republicans. He said, "Okay, thanks," turned around. I got in the car and left, found out that my Republican colleagues were targeted by an active shooter.
The violence has brought members together here in a time of often bitter partisanship. Congresspersons insisting the camaraderie of the congressional baseball game much more representative of how members really act around this place. On Capitol Hill, Dave McConnell, WTOP News.
Law enforcement sources identify that suspected gunman as 66-year-old James Hodgkinson of Belleville, Illinois. Justice and Homeland Security correspondent Jeff Pegues has more on Hodgkinson.
There were some anti-Trump postings on his Facebook. Quote, "Trump is a traitor. He has destroyed our democracy." Quote, "It's time to destroy Trump and co."
Well, because members of Congress were involved, the FBI is taking the lead on this investigation. More on that from WTOP's Christy King.
Investigators say they have every indication the shooting here in Delray was an isolated incident.
An active investigation. However, the security of the community is a paramount, and I want to reassure you that that's the case.
FBI Special Agent Tim Slater says the gunman's motive is unknown. It's unknown whether the shooting was random or deliberately targeted members of Congress.
We are not sure at this moment. It's still early on in the investigation, and we're working through it.
The two Capitol Hill police officers who were shot during the initial gunfire are said to be in good condition. Also injured in the shooting, House Majority Whip Steve Scalise, a congressional staffer, and an executive with Tyson Foods.
Still no word on motive for the shooting at a Republican baseball practice, but police are following a social media trail as they try learning more about the gunman. Here's WTOP's Kate Ryan.
66-year-old James T. Hodgkinson belonged to a number of anti-Trump Facebook groups, including one called, quote, "Terminate the Republican Party." The Belleville, Illinois man had once volunteered with Senator Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign, and according to Hodgkinson's hometown newspaper, sheriff's deputies responded to the woods near Hodgkinson's home in March after neighbors reported hearing up to 50 shots. He was warned by sheriff's deputies not to shoot there anymore.